You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
If you have ever thought about taking on a running challenge to support the RNIB, but thought the London Marathon might be a few miles too long, well, why not run for Team RNIB in either the London Big Half this September or the 2026 Royal Parks Half Marathon in October and raise important funds for the RNIB at the same time too? Well, to find out what it was like running the Royal Parks Half Marathon for Team RNIB as a visually impaired person, I am now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Jake Hart, who also presents the Jazz Club every Friday and Saturday night here on the station too. Hi Jake, and thanks for taking time away from selecting some great tracks for the Jazz Club to tell me what it was like running the Royal Parks Half Marathon for Team RNIB.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad you're enjoying the music.
So firstly, Jake, why run a half marathon rather than the full sort of 26 odd miles? Is it because it's, I suppose, a more manageable distance to run and maybe a little less pressure than the full London Marathon?
Definitely. I think it's one of those experiences where, because I'd love to do a marathon one day, but I think it was doing a half marathon, doing a marathon in general, it is such a big experience. It's not just turning up and running. There's all these big crowds. It's this kind of journey that you go on. And I think doing a half marathon is a great way of not just getting used to running a longer distance than you might normally do, but also just the kind of atmosphere. Like for me with my eyes, it gave me a great idea of what I needed to sort of plan, how I needed to adjust, things I can do for next time. And it's a great way to just kind of find out if it's your thing, if it's something you're interested in. And the whole thing is so incredibly joyous and everyone's so lovely and it's so supportive. And it's a great way to sort of give it a go and get a taste of it and then see how you feel after.
And Jake, I think you have a lot more vision than me. So what was it like, I suppose, taking part in the Royal Parks Half Marathon and running through, I think it's four of London's beautiful parks and running past a lot of the capital's famous landmarks too?
Yeah, it was amazing. I live in Greater London, so I don't often get much time to just wander around those parts of London, you know, in my day-to-day life. So it was absolutely amazing. And I remember just seeing sites that I maybe had walked past loads of times and just suddenly going, oh my God, that is absolutely beautiful. But yeah, being partially sighted, it was definitely, it's one of those experiences where I didn't realize that there's so many people running around you. So it was amazing. But I definitely remember thinking, you know what, this is quite a bit for my eyes to adjust to. There were definitely moments where, because I was also recording myself, I was recording some social media content, and I was thinking, you know, this requires a lot of concentration. But then at the same time, because it's such a loud environment, you've always got something to follow. But yeah, it was definitely one of those experiences that it just felt like a big party, really. It was quite, yeah, it was marvellous.
And what made you, I suppose, want to run for Team RNIB as well?
I have absolutely no idea. I think one day I think it just popped into my head. I remember being at work and I saw an advert for a half marathon or a marathon or something like that. And I thought to myself, well, actually, you know, I remember now, I was thinking about having, cause I think a lot about this in terms of my perception of myself having a non-visible disability. And I thought to myself, I wonder what it's like if you see someone running a half marathon or a marathon, and then you don't realize they've got a visual impairment. So I was thinking, you know what, it'll be really cool to do something like running a half marathon, but doing it with a hidden disability. And I thought if I could do this with the RNIB, it'd be a great way to show to people and remind people that not every disability is visible. And just because you might see someone do something and go, wow, you did that, that's amazing. But then you don't realize they have a disability. And I think I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that people go through certain struggles, people live lives that they're not always obvious. So I think it was my way of showing to people that, you know what, just because I have this hidden disability that a lot of the time people don't pick up on, they might not remember, they might not realize that I have, but yeah, I can still do the things that I want to do.
And how much training did you have to do for the Royal Parks Half Marathon? And maybe an event that, you know, you can start training for now and over the summer rather than having to run through the winter like for the London Marathon.
Yeah, I'm very lucky I didn't have to do any chilly prep runs. Well, I'm very lucky that my mum, since I was a child, has always taken me on runs and she's incredibly sporty. And as a result, I love running, I love swimming. So luckily, the training was more of a case of ramping up the runs that I was already doing. And so I did a few 10K runs. I'm very lucky where I live in Greater London, lots of nice parks, lots of fields, lots of really nice routes that aren't too busy. So even when I was running on the pavement, there weren't too many people kind of to maneuver around. So yeah, I did a few sort of longer runs bit by bit. And then I remember it was like a week before and I was getting really, really nervous. And I went on a treadmill at my local gym and I did, I think, just under the amount of a half marathon. And after that, I was like, okay, I did it. I feel okay. I'm going to be fine. But yeah, it was quite fun training. And it's nice with a half marathon because exactly what you said, you don't need to prep too early. And I feel like with all the glorious weather that we've been having lately, I feel like it's quite a nice build up that you can get.
Any good jazz tracks that you may have been listening to whilst you're training for the Royal Parks half marathon?
Oh, that's such a good question. To be honest, a lot of anything Latin, anything Brazilian, anything with a really intense, energizing sort of rhythm. I love Ezra Collective. They're absolutely amazing. They've got a song. Well, they've got a few songs, one called Victory Dance, which has a great, great sound to it. And that is one of those songs that you just sort of want to get up and moving. And to be honest, I'd probably call Victory Dance by Ezra Collective a good warm up track. I think it's easy to forget that music that just gets you saying, okay, I'm now going to go for a run is always important. But yeah, probably a bit of that, bit of Chick Corea, anything of that jazz fusion sound, anything with a great rhythm to it.
So finally, Jake, what would you say to encourage people to run for Team RNIB in this year's Royal Parks Half Marathon?
Well, it's an interesting question because obviously the RNIB do such amazing work. As a visually impaired person myself, I know firsthand the amazing work that they do. But I think at the end of the day, it's just great to be a part of something. It's so amazing when I see other people with RNIB bibs, and it's just such a great atmosphere. And I think at the end of the day, in the simplest way to describe it, it's just really good fun. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your time is. It doesn't matter how far you run. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter if by the end of the half marathon, you're like, oh God, you know what? I'd never do that again. It's just great to be able to say that you've given that kind of a contribution, and it's fun and it's nice. And it's really nice to be a part of something. I think when you're visually impaired, for me being partially sighted, I think sometimes it's easy to sort of think that you're on an island with how you feel with your disability. But I think when you see people running for all different charities and when you see other people running for the RNIB, it does sort of remind you that actually there are so many people out there in the world who want to help these charities, who want to make the lives of people with disabilities better. And it feels like the sort of best of sort of people, really.
Well, if you are interested in running for Team RNIB in either the London Big Half this September or, like Jake, in the Royal Parks Half Marathon in October, then do go to rnib.org.uk/London-runs for more details on how to sign up. Well, thank you very much indeed, Jake, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me what it was like running for Team RNIB in the Royal Parks Half Marathon.
Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.